What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
Oh, the joys of being wrong. You know, I'm reading this book that I'm holding up. It's called Think Again by Adam Grant. And I'm going to share with you a quote from this book and how hiring a business coach has helped me accelerate the number of times I realize I'm wrong and thus get to the right solutions, which has increased my revenue. And I hope that you do the same if you have not had the privilege of working with a business coach. No, I'm not a business coach, nor is this episode like to sell my services. Go find you a business coach, especially for the niche that you are in. If you are a sewer selling online courses that teach people how to sew, go find a sewer with a bigger online course and see if they can tell you what they have been doing. Now, that is easier said than done, but you can go find yourself a business coach that can peer under the hood of your business and help you out. And I'll share with you a few ways how my coach has helped me out. But first, let me read this quote to you from the book Think Again by Adam Grant. It's linked up in the description below, by the way. Great thinkers don't harbor doubts because they're imposters. They maintain doubts because they know we're all partially blind and they are committed to improving their sight. They don't boast about how much they know. They marvel at how little they understand. They're aware that each answer raises new questions and the quest for knowledge is never finished. And the mark of lifelong learners is recognizing they can learn something from everyone they meet. Oh, the joys of being wrong. You know, I was listening to a YouTube video, and it was by Myron Golden, Dr. Myron Golden. And he was talking about how people get stuck in their businesses. And he was like, one of the biggest issues is you're working and you think working hard is the answer. But working hard is not the answer. You're just working harder and harder. What you need to do is work on what works because you're working on what's not working and that means you're stuck. And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. You know, it's the same concept of all the thoughts that I've been thinking and all the things I've been doing up to this point have gotten me up to this point. So if I have problems in my business, I can't keep all the things that I've been doing and the thoughts that I've been thinking because that's what got me all these problems. I need to change what I'm doing and change the thoughts. And so, yeah, I can go and do the YouTube thing and that's fine, you know, continual education and YouTube is a great tool, but the laser focused way to move more quickly is just to hire a coach. And man, it's challenging with a business coach because they look at what you're doing from their perspective of having done it better. Or coach other people to do it better. The ultimate, though, is when they've done it better themselves and had triple, quadruple, 10 times, whatever that is, decatuple? A centuple is 5 times. Sextuple is 6 times. I don't know what 10 times is. And then they can tell you, okay, this is what you need to change, but it's tough at times. So this book talks about the lizard brain and how we have to fight against it and what our lizard brain, but listen to this. It's on page 60 of the book, Think Again by Adam Grant. It says, the anger and fear, like when you're corrected or you realize you're wrong, or somebody tells you you're wrong, it triggers a fight or flight response. And the anger and fear, they are visceral. It feels like we've been punched in the mind. And isn't that true, right? And we want to defend our own views. And well, this is why I do it that way. To get really personal, I learned Facebook ads inside of an ads agency, right? A successful ads agency for someone who I respect greatly, might I add. The dude is brilliant and a great ads manager. And I picked up, because he trained me, a way of doing things that served him well. I now do things that way inside of my ads agency, but I hit a roadblock, a plateau, something that I'm trying to scale my business higher, and this way of doing things internally is a bit cumbersome. And so it's stressing out, like maxing out a team member's capacity when they also need to be doing some other stuff. And so my business coach was telling me, well, that's not how she does it in her ads agency. She does it this way. And I'm like, but we do it this way because of this, 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 and this is better for the customer. And she's like, well, is it? What about this other way? Does it serve the customer in equally well, but in a different way? Because your team member wouldn't be, you know, so maxed out if you're doing it this different way. And she said something along the lines of, isn't it interesting how like there's resistance to this new idea, even though this new way of doing things would serve you better for the specific challenge that you hired me for? And I was like, well, thank you. Thank you for that. You're not making it easy, are you? But why am I paying her, you know, except for to challenge me and help me to change? So what I mean to say to you in this very short episode is being wrong is good. It's a gift. Being wrong is right, actually. If you're not wrong or you haven't been wrong very recently, I would look into what kind of books are you reading? What kind of people are you surrounding yourself with? Are they just like kind of the echo chamber? I think that's the right word. And everything you do is right. And it's praise, praise, praise. And let's go this direction. You know, have you had a business coach in your life? Have you gone into a group of like-minded online course creators and membership owners and asked them some questions about the things that you're facing? Because if you haven't been wrong in a while, I don't think in the long term it's going to go well for your business. I know that me being wrong and exposing the wrongness to the rightness has allowed me to take better decisions in my business. And I can see just in these first 3 months, because it's March 26th right now as I'm recording, I can see the difference in my business, in how it's operating internally, and how it's growing revenue-wise externally. So the book is linked up in the descriptions below. Be wrong, get over being wrong, be wrong more, embrace being wrong, so you can be righter sooner. And your pockets and your team and your business will thank you. All right. Take care. Until the next time that you see me or hear from me, be blessed.